Apparently, there's been a big outage. Some of the apps that are run by Amazon have gone down today, and they're working to fix them immediately. Some of them include Snapchat, Slack, Signal, Tinder, the Ring app, a lot of stuff. The McDonald's app.
Oh, no.
I know. So you're going to be stopped in so many ways from getting soft ice cream.
No, dang it.
Griddle.
Is everything online is pitted one generation against another?
Like, yeah.
Oh, you know, this generation hates the baby boomers. Oh, this one likes to point at Gen Z and say how awful they are.
It's got to be a competition all the time.
It is. You know, I mean, that's everything online is just to get us fired up and angry at somebody.
Yeah.
Build engagement. So, Gina, my wife was wondering, like, what would she fall under? So you have the birth years and what your generation's name is.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So I'm sorry, Jen. What year was she born?
I'm not telling.
Okay.
She'll just have to listen to all the categories.
Okay.
If I said,
let's
I'd
just
be in
say
trouble.
Sometime in the 1900s.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So we have baby boomers, which were from 1946 to 64. And then Generation X, which was 65 to 80.
Mm-hmm.
And then millennials is 1981 to 96. That's what I fall under.
Yes.
Then you have Generation Z or Gen Z, which is 97 to 2012 or 2012. And then Generation Alpha, which is 2013 to the mid 2020s.
So,
okay.
The really little kids. Well, they're like 11.
Preteens.
12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
The tweens.
The Gen Alpha crowd. So this is something I heard Friday night. I was hosting a trivia night at my church.
Okay.
And I was talking to a guy who would fall into the millennial category.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, to me, remember escape rooms and how tough they were? Like, oh, you had to leave your phone outside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you got to pee, you're going to have to go in the corner because we're not opening the room.
It was like a Saw bathroom.
Right. You're hungry, you're going to have to eat somebody else in your party to survive.
Yeah.
And he said he just went to one recently, and he said, you would not believe how they've watered it down.
No.
To make it more acceptable to people that are scared of everything. He didn't exactly say that it would be Gen Z.
But that's all who we thought
of. I think we understood that what he was saying was, yes, that now they're like, everything's going to be okay. You can bring your phones with you if you want. If you want to check things, we'll give you unlimited clues. And anytime you feel like, you know, this isn't a safe place, you can leave. So,
oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
They've definitely watered down the difficulty of escape rooms to make it more, I guess, palatable for people who maybe are freaked out by everything.
That's such a bummer. Then don't go to one. Like, that's such a bummer. Because that's the whole point of the escape rooms is it to be, like, difficult and fun and challenging.
It's supposed to be dramatic and, you know, mystery and stuff like that.
Yeah, we did, like, a jailbreak one time. Yeah. And I was like, okay, what did I go to prison for? And what am I trying to escape? You know, like...
It's pretend.
Yeah.
It's, like, the safest thing you can do because it's all pretend.
Yeah, they will let you out after the hour. You will be free.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you get through hard things, you build your confidence.
Yeah, your character.
Those things. You'll be better off on the other end.
If everything is an easy cakewalk, you don't learn anything from that.
No.
Nobody grows.
No.
And that's one to grow on.
That's right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So picture this. Outside the Louvre Museum in Paris, thieves were robbing the place as people were lining up to go in. They used a mechanical ladder to climb up, smash a window, and grab 9 pieces of priceless jewelry in 7 minutes.
Wow.
And then get away on mopeds. They say that's tens of millions of dollars worth of stuff. They did drop one of the crowned jewels. Like, it's actually a crown of diamond encrusted, you know, gold.
Yeah, it was something that belonged to, like, Napoleon's wife.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But they got away with a whole bunch more. And they say it could be a race against time because if it's either thieves who stole this on behalf of a rich sponsor who wants to keep the famed jewelry for themselves, or they could be right now melting down the gold and cutting all the diamonds so they're untraceable when sold for cash.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wow. They probably wouldn't have thought about that until the news story came out and says, hey, you know what you could do?
Yeah, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Let's do that.
A woman at a Goodwill store bought a ghost face mask. This is the one that they used in the Scream movie.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, the ghost face mask came out like 5 years before the Scream movies.
Okay.
And this was one of the originals made in 1991. She bought it for $5, found out how valuable it was, went online on eBay, and sold it for $878,100.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay, so less than $1,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still.
It wasn't, yeah, but still.
Or you go to Party City and buy one just like it for $4 yeah. and nobody would know.
No.
That's right. And if you just find somebody you can dupe into believing it's expensive, you can sell it to them.
Yeah. Good for her, though. Man, she made a profit on that mask.
Yeah, she did good.
Okay, so this is just another example of how these little Gen Zers are getting away with everything. I guess Grubhub is offering college students who sleep through their deliveries discounts for their next order.
So they order food and they come and knock at the door. If they don't answer the door because they're asleep, then they give them a deal.
They take away the consequences again.
Yes, I guess 72% of college students are accidentally sleeping through their late night deliveries. And
well,
so,
shut up then. You should starve.
Sucks to suck. Like, you slept through, dude. Like, don't order while you're high and then pass out. I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe that's an idea.
That is crazy. Yeah, so they get like $15 off a future do-over meal. So dumb.
Stop bending over backwards.
So dumb.
God. It's the Woody and Jim joke-off. We tell terrible jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses. Gina can laugh if it's necessary.
Or out of courtesy.
Exactly.
Let's begin.
All right. The laughter ends now.
Woody, you know you're a bad driver when Siri says, in 400 feet, stop and let me out.
I like that. Jim, I love telling cheesy jokes. Sadly, a lot of my friends are lactose intolerant.
Especially hear of that. At the airport, my friend suggested we disguise ourselves as luggage.
Really?
I said, let's not get carried away.
I would never fit in that weight thing that they put you on. Yeah.
Extra charges.
Yeah. Jim, don't sneeze in public. People will turn and stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. Oh, my God. Why did I even write that one down? Wow.
Bringing this to new lows, not yet seen before.
Okay.
So my 13-year-old self would always tell me, don't tell me what to do. But now I'm kind of saying, please tell me, step by step, in full detail, exactly what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Jim, don't be mad at lazy people. They didn't do anything.
Woody, my wife threatened to leave me if I didn't stop using Star Wars puns.
Really?
I guess divorce is with her.
Oh, God. Jim, a quick shout out to the sidewalks of Middle Tennessee. Thanks for keeping me off the streets.
I was in a flight with my three kids when a lady asked, oh, are those all your kids? I said, no, I work for a condom company, and these are customer complaints.
I like that. Jim, I built an ATM that only gives out coins. Makes a lot of sense.
What do they say? We attract what we fear. I'm so scared of $20 million and a lifetime supply of tacos.
Jim, I used to teach origami, but I quit. It's too much paperwork.
I was washing my car over the weekend and my neighbor asked, you washing your car? No, I'm watering it to see if it'll grow into a bus.
Jim, two whales walked into a bar. The bartender said, what will you have? And one whale said, The other whale said, shut up, Frank. You're drunk. Okay.
A whale drinking at the bar. That's funny. I like it.
How was our weekend, y'all?
Had a really nice weekend. Started off Friday night. We had trivia night at my church,
nice.
Which I was the quiz master.
Yeah.
For. And that was a lot of fun. And Woody, I ran into a teacher from Holy Rosary that said they don't do a regular reading day there every year, but Woody and I have probably been there 15 times.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
And she said she missed us, and she was sad she didn't get to meet you, but
very cool.
See you again. But
that's nice.
Appreciated us coming by. So
that's
that was
great.
Fun.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I had a baby shower Friday night, so that was all right. And the Mariners
this is like
won.
The 15th shower you've been to in the
mm-hmm.
past.
Tell me about it. I
have
like
months?
Three more. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun. And then Saturday, I did not feel good. Like head hurt, body hurt, everything.
Mm.
So we just kind of laid low. We were going to go to the Hucklesuckle farm.
Hucklesuckle.
But we didn't make it. Landon kind of made the executive decision to just stay
yeah,
home.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And then yesterday we went to church and watched football all day.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I had a low-key Friday night. My girlfriend and her daughter, Kimmy, they went down to Birmingham to see 21 Pilots
That's
in concert.
Right.
They had a really good time down there. Cool. So that meant Saturday was my birthday. I was able to sleep really late.
Nice.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And then went out to dinner with Jeff and my grandkids.
Aww.
And with Melissa, too.
Awesome.
It was pretty funny. My grandkids, Charlie and Ollie, they're into the whole 6-7 thing.
Oh, no.
You know, and after, you know, when they sing happy birthday, you know, happy birthday to you. And then they had that little thing at the end. Are you 1? Are you 2? Are you 3?
Okay.
Are you 4? Are you 5? Are you 6-7? Like, I have to admit, I started that with them. And that now they'll never stop.
You invited the vampire into the house.
You're
to
that,
blame.
I'm doing that grandparent thing where you spoil them and make them crazy. And then you give them back
yes,
to their
yeah,
parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you got to deal with them.
You got to deal with it the rest of the night. Sorry.
Oops.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Ready for Gender Wars now. We have a sponsor that makes everyone here at the station very happy. Gender Wars brought to you by Tree Fellers. When you need trees gone fast, put Tree Fellers on the job. Go to localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Cassie in Nashville. For the guys, we have George in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Let's start with Cassie. What's your favorite holiday tradition?
Going trick-or-treating.
Classic.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
You get to enjoy it as a kid, getting the candy, then giving it out as you get older. Okay.
Yep.
George, what about you? Your favorite holiday tradition?
As a kid, it was opening up one gift the night before Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Yep. That's we did that too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same here.
Very cool.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. Let's start with multiple choice.
Okay. Here we go. Cassie, is Mookie Betts a famous football, hockey, or baseball player?
Mookie, hockey.
Hockey?
Hockey's not
no. He's a baseball player. He's on the Dodgers. He used to go to high school here.
Yeah, and he's in the World Series now.
He is!
Yeah.
Now, I hope you feel bad about all those good answers we just gave.
Like, yeah, that was really interesting. Yeah.
She's like, I get it, guys.
Yeah. Good story, bro.
Yeah. All right, George. Is the fictitious country of Genovia the setting for The Princess Bride, Shrek, or The Princess Diaries?
Princess Diaries.
Yes. Yeah. Way to go.
Well,
yes. Congratulations. 1-0.
Okay, Cassie. Billy Madison, Mr. Deeds, and Big Daddy are all movies starring what comic actor?
Adam Sandler.
There you go. You got one. You tied it up.
George, name one of Taylor Swift's three cats.
What?
I'm sorry.
You can use the screw if you want.
Name one of Taylor Swift's three cats.
Screw.
All right. Cassie, he hopes you don't know this.
Olivia Benson.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
The others are Meredith Grey and Benjamin Button.
Okay.
Screw worked against you. Nice job, Cassie, stealing that point.
Here we go. You can lock down a victory with this one. What famous NASCAR driver was nicknamed the Intimidator?
Dale Earnhardt
is correct.
Nice.
Wow.
And that's it. There's no way George could come back.
Well done, Cassie.
She runs away with it. Congratulations. We've got a certificate of gratification for you to tell everybody that you won Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
This week, my granddaughter Charlie's softball team starts the playoffs.
Ooh.
It's tomorrow night.
All right, get serious.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And she's on the Sugar Rush, which is
that.
An awesome team. They're doing really well.
Love that name.
And it's pretty funny. Went to the game on Friday night. It was the last regular game of the season. And apparently my son Jeff had made a promise to Charlie, his daughter, that if she hit a home run, he would give her $50.
Okay.
Really?
This may have been some boastful promise he made after a couple of Bud Lights.
Was the Bud Light talking?
I'm not sure. But he made the promise like a few weeks ago.
I'm going to give you $50
if you hit a home run.
Wow.
And sure enough, on Friday night, she hit an inside the park home run.
No.
That went out into the outfield.
Dang.
She swept the bases. And so Jeff all of a sudden goes, So he comes up into the stands where I'm sitting, Melissa's sitting, and his in-laws are there. He goes, I'm taking a collection because I have to give Charlie $50 because she got a home run.
Wait, he asked you to pay
We all had to chip in. It was like a GoFundMe.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
He should have taken a page from, like, the Baby Boomers book, which was, yes, you've won $50, but I'm going to put this into your college fund, see it.
Yes.
And then, of course, you know, it's never there.
No. Or the like, well,
that's
you
a good
know,
lie. I should have mentioned that to him.
That wasn't in the park home run. It wasn't like an over the fence home run, so that doesn't count.
So there could have been a loophole,
right.
Or if there was like an error too, you know, like that wasn't a clean home run. Mm.
There are 8-year-olds playing softball, so there's lots of errors.
Lots of running into each other, missing the ball. That's cute.
He's got to pay up.
Yeah.
And he's learned a lesson.
Yeah.
That's where the parents learn a lesson and the kids don't.
He can learn to come hit us up for money every time. And we'll cave because it's our granddaughter.
Of course. So, yeah. Feeling good, like I should.
Winning Dorco walk around the neighborhood. It's a pretty cool story. Some girls on a volleyball team at a high school in Dallas bought their janitor a new car.
What?
Well, apparently he's a guy who's very popular. He always has a smile on his face. And I guess they found out he had to get a ride to school every day.
Oh.
And so they started a GoFundMe, and they presented him with a Ford SUV.
Wow.
A brand new one. Enough people donated, and I guess they called him outside. And said there was an emergency outside he had to attend to.
Oh.
And that's when they surprised him.
I feel really good. I'm really happy that he was so excited about everything. I didn't expect any less of a reaction from him, honestly. Abel's an amazing person. He has a million reasons to be sad and never has a smile not on his face.
Very cool.
Aww.
That's great.
Doing I love that they recognize that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right?
That's so cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
All right, what are the two numbers that frighten responsible adults? 6-7.
6-7.
This is becoming ridiculous. If you're not of the age where you're around little kids, this has become a phenomenon of them just, you know, they go 6-7.
They blurt out 6-7. What does it mean? We could go through the long thing of where it came from.
Nobody knows.
It means nothing.
It means nothing.
Yeah. Which is why people over a certain age hate it, because it doesn't mean anything.
Stupid.
And the people under a certain age like to use it.
Mm-hmm.
One, because they like random. And it's like, it doesn't mean anything. That's why we like it.
Yeah.
And it drives you crazy, which is another reason we love it.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Melissa works at an elementary school, and this is a very Monday thing. She says she was walking down the hall when she first got there and said, a little girl already walked up to me this morning saying, 6-7. I didn't even look at her. I said, be strong. The fad won't last forever. Obviously, it'll be replaced by something worse soon.
Yeah.
But now, Jim, you have a great idea how we can stop this.
Make them absolutely hate using the word.
Yeah.
Use it yourself as an adult.
Use it first.
There is nothing that will get them to stop using it and think it's uncool that if somebody older is using it.
Right.
Yeah.
The adults are using it. It's not cool anymore, you guys.
That's true. I feel like when I was a kid, too, you, like, sick was in, and, you know, my mom's like, oh, that's sick. And you're like, Mom, stop.
I know.
It's not cool anymore.
When your parents start saying it, it becomes so not cool.
Because then you're cringy, because then you're looking like your parents.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that.
You have to do the, like, hand shuffle, too, where you, like, have your palms out and you go up and down. It's like, 6-7.
Yeah, I don't know when they added choreography to it, but they
it's so silly. And it means nothing.
Yeah. So just do it back to them.
Yeah.
They'll absolutely hate it.
Yeah. Or do it before they do it.
Yeah. Beat them to it.
Yeah. There you go.
Before they can get it out of their mouths.
Take that, kids. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show in our Eurostone studios. We are ready for another joke off.
Woody and I tell each other jokes, and they're terrible. But they are terrible. If one of us laughs, then they are the loser.
All right. Jim, I got in a job interview. I was asked, can you perform under pressure? I said, no, I'm pretty good at Bohemian Rhapsody, though.
Tomorrow, my son and I are going out to get new glasses.
Really?
After that, we'll see.
Jim, a tub of margarine fell on my foot, and it still hurts. I can't believe it's not bitter. Better. I even messed it up.
All right. Does it count if I laughed because you messed up the punchline?
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
Okay, all right.
That doesn't count. Right. That was my own. I was hoisted by my own petard.
Laughing at your misfortune, not your joke.
Yeah. Okay. Should have been, I can't believe it's not better.
For those of you studying jokes at home.
That's not how to do it.
That's right. Woody, I asked my wife to please cremate me when I die because that's my last hope for a smoking hot body.
Yow! Jim, my neighbor's been stealing the socks off my clothesline.
Really? Oh.
I was going to confront him, but I got cold feet. God, that was awful.
Woody, managing your weight around the holidays just requires a little planning. For example, I took the batteries out of my scale yesterday.
Oh, that's smart.
True. Jim, why don't chickens play basketball?
I don't know.
Too many fouls.
Oh.
I accidentally used dog shampoo today. I'm feeling like a good boy.
What are we doing today, y'all?
I'm going to lunch with a couple of college friends.
Oh, nice.
A little reunion. We get together every couple of years and have some lunch. Going downtown to Bricktops. Should be fun.
Nice.
Cool.
I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
That's always good.
Very tired. She was kicking all night. And maybe go to the gym. We'll see. Kind of a lazy day. Probably grocery shopping.
Yeah.
It's a chill day.
You got your Mariners game tonight too, right?
Yeah, Mariners and Seahawks play tonight. One starts at 7, one starts at 9. So we'll see if I make it.
How dare them do that?
I know! It's so rude!
I know. Well, good luck to your hometown Seattle Mariners,
thank
and
you.
Hopefully
yes.
they'll make it to the World Series.
Yes, first
go.
Time ever.
I got some bills to pay. I got to run to the store, do a few of the odds and ends. Just all those little things that you put off all weekend and say, okay, Monday I'll get around to that.
Yeah. All adult.
And now it is here, adulting. Yeah. All right, we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville 93.3.